Hey everybody, David Guerra here. It is Thursday, April 7, 2016. How are you? Good evening. It's a little late tonight, but hey, better late than never. Tonight I'm going to talk, it's Thursday. So we're continuing our Training Thursday theme, and we're going to continue with the phone etiquette, part 3. How to handle rude or obnoxious callers, or rude and obnoxious callers. You get them both. See, if you've ever answered the telephone, then you know. You can expect rude or obnoxious callers. It's part of the landscape. It's the deal. It's going to happen, and expect it to happen. See, remember, when you answer the telephone in a business setting, you are your organization's ambassador. No matter what job you hold, if you're the $500,000 a year CEO or the $10 an hour receptionist, you represent the entire company when you answer that telephone. So do it right. And remember, when you answer the phone, to always be cool, calm, collected, and loaded with courtesy, because you know, you never know who's on the other end of the line. And the music's getting a little louder. So like I said, you never know who's on the other end of the line. But when, you know, there's going to be people that are going to call, and they're going to be upset, and they're going to be angry and frustrated about something. And what do? Well, you don't join them. You don't ever join them in their misery. You know, they're calling you. Okay, so don't think that, well, because it's a bad conversation or they're being rude, that gives you every right to be rude. You know what, if your organization is in business to get rid of customers, go right ahead. But I'm promising you right now, being rude is not the way to keep customers, and it's not the way to bring in new customers. And in this day and age, and in this economy, you know, things might be looking up, but we're not there yet. And trust me, every bit helps. So why not? Why not be a little courteous, a little cool, calm, and collected? Just remain calm. Let them speak. Let them say what they have to say. But I do warn you, and don't say I didn't warn you, never ever say, "I understand," because you do not understand their unique situation. You understand your situation. Maybe you got treated wrong, or something bad happened to you, or a family member or a friend. Somebody told you, hey, this organization, you know, screwed me over. And now you feel upset. But you know what? It doesn't give you anything to join in their misery. Their misery is uniquely theirs. Let it be theirs. Let them own that. What you can own is a way to resolve it. That's right. Now, never promise them anything. Never promise that you're going to resolve the situation. What you can do is say that you want to help them resolve the situation, and you want to, you want to see it come to a solution that everybody benefits from it, especially them, the ones that called in. But again, never promise them. Unless you yourself are in a position to do something about it, do not promise that the situation is going to be resolved. Because again, if you don't have the authority to resolve it, don't say it. But what you can do, and here we go, is stay calm, talk calmly, get all the information, write it down. Don't type it out, but write it down, especially when they're rambling and they're being loud, because you'll ask them, "I'm sorry, sir, I don't understand the last name. I'm sorry, ma'am, what was the name of the product?" You know, you calm them down by asking them to answer the questions. Now, don't be too much into asking, you know, don't go overboard in asking them, because that's just going to frustrate them even more. "See, I can't even," you know, they'll go like, "See, I can't even get support from you." And that's not what they're calling for. They're calling for somebody to listen to them. They're calling for somebody to pay attention to them. And they're calling for somebody to take care of the problem. So again, stay calm, get the information. But there's going to come a time, and there's always a but, and that time is when they start cursing, when they start using profanities, when they start getting out of control. No one has time for that. You don't have time for that. They don't have time for that. They are just angry, upset, and you can basically do one of two things. You can hang up the call. Don't threaten them. Don't say, "Sir, if you don't stop, I'm going to hang up." No, you just flat out hang out the call. You do not have to accept their profanity. You know what? Somebody once said the customer is always right, but when they start using profanity, They've gone to a whole other level, and guess what? They are no longer right. So they'll get it. What you can do is, sir or ma'am, we seem to be having some line problem here. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you please hang up and call me right back? They'll get it. They'll get it right then and there. Trust me. And if they don't, maybe it is time for them to hang up and call back. Now, when they do call back, or you've gone past that, or that never ever happened, again, just never promise them you'll resolve the problem unless you're in a situation, in a position to resolve it. However, do promise them that you will take it, their complaint, to someone who can, and that someone will contact them by the end of the business day. Now, if you're not too sure, you know what? You do it yourself. You contact them at the end of your shift. Say your shift ends at 2 o'clock and the business day isn't over until 5. Well, you know what? At the end of your shift, why don't you call and say, look, I passed this on. They're looking into it. I'm not too sure if somebody else is going to call you, but I'm calling you today and letting you know what I did with it. You know what? You own that call from the beginning to the very end. You own that call. So follow up. It doesn't hurt. It's not going to hurt. You know, unless there's company policy that says you cannot follow up on a support call. Well, something's wrong with that company policy. Now, if there is no company policy, well, guess what? It might just be time to go ahead and create one. And there's things we can do there, too. So listen, my name is Dave Guerra. This is the Daily Dave for April 7, 2016, Thursday. And this has been hashtag Training Thursday. Phone Etiquette Part 3, How to Handle Rude or Obnoxious Callers. Listen, everybody, have a great evening. Until tomorrow, I will talk to you later. Good night.